Hello, my name is Joshua from Opinion Research. I'm calling out from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with David?
That's me.
I'm glad to hear I have the right person on the line. David Doyle, great. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 0 to 2 years, 3 to 10 years, 11 to 25 years, 26 to 40 years, 41 plus years?
26 to 40.
Thank you very much. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Tile or marble finisher, marble mason, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, bricklayer, plaster, cement mason, refractory bricklayer, mason helper or finisher, stone mason, PCC restoration, tile setter, or other?
Bricklayer.
Bricklayer, right? Thank you very much. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper, improver?
Journeyman.
Journey level mechanic, right? Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Probably not.
No, right?
I'm probably done.
Okay.
But 30 years.
Okay, I totally understand. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work, over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? 0 weeks, 1 to 4 weeks, 5 to 12 weeks, 13 to 20 weeks, 21 plus weeks.
21 plus.
Appreciate your response, sir, and your time as well. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you so much for your opinion. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And why did you consider dropping your union membership? This is an open-ended on your words.
They took over Local 74. I don't know how familiar you are with the going
over
down
Local
of,
74, you said?
Yes.
So that's why you consider dropping your union membership?
They took over my local, the other
okay.
local in the area.
They took over your local in the area. Okay, I appreciate
yes.
your opinion. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Less.
Less. So you would say fewer construction projects. Thanks for your opinion. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Probably about the same.
Probably about the same. Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Yes or no?
The people are there.
Yes, okay. Thank you. And again, close question. Yes or no? Thinking about all the jobs in which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
I haven't worked in the last 12 months.
Okay, no worries. Thank you for that. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Now, thinking about the last job in which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through your state or local government, through the federal government, privately, or do you not know?
Privately.
Thank you very much for your opinion. We are actually 28% complete. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now? About the same or less unemployment than now?
More.
Thank you for your opinion, sir. It is extremely important, and thank you for your time. We appreciate it. We're almost done with 30%. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Get worse.
Thank you so much for your opinion, sir. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, no real safety concerns, or other?
No real safety concerns.
I appreciate your opinion, sir. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
No. Okay. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months or not. How about picketing?
No.
Okay. Political canvassing?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Okay, thank you. We're 39% complete. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Never.
Thank you very much. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. Okay, so please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are the least likely to get your news from. Cable news.
4.
4, okay. Thank you so much. The internet or social media?
1.
Thank you very much. How about the radio?
3.
Okay. Local TV news programming?
TV news?
Yeah, local TV news programming. Exactly.
5.
5, okay, thank you. And also print or online newspapers?
The 2.
Okay, thank you so much. Friends and neighbors?
A 2.
Okay, thank you so much. She said that the first option would say internet or social media, and then it will be the newspaper, printed or online newspapers, 2, radio probably number 3, number 4 you said it was cable, number 5 local TV news programming, and last but not least, of course, friends and neighbors, correct?
Yes.
Okay, well actually this is the least, it will be the least likely that you get your news from, okay? We are 52% complete. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Foreign policy, education, immigration, healthcare, the environment, jobs and the economy, support for labor unions, or something else?
Jobs and the economy.
Thank you very much. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. As you may know, as with the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers and federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all, that federal elected officials support it?
Somewhat important.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Democrats.
Thank you so much. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding paid and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
The workers.
The United Auto Workers much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more, thank you. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Do you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden has done on his job as president at all? For his job as president at all? Overall?
I don't care for the guy.
Okay, no worries. Approve, you said, or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. How about foreign affairs? Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. How about the economy?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And healthcare?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove, thank you. Immigration?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And support for labor unions?
Somewhat.
Somewhat disapprove? Or somewhat approved. Thank you so much. And thank you. We are 70% complete, almost done. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you very much. And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Great. Yeah, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or do you think you will not vote?
I'm certain I'll vote.
Almost certain you will vote, thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
Republican Donald Trump, thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Sure, yes.
Yes, okay. Turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or per?
Well, just the last few years, poor. Because they...
Per. Okay.
Yeah,
that's your opinion?
You, my local took over our union. So
I totally understand. Thank you. No worries, sir. Your opinion is what we care the most, and that is your opinion, sir. Thank you very much. Now, we're 80% almost done. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Excellent, good, just fair, or per?
Fair.
Fair, thank you. And how? This is an open-ended question as well. How could the union best improve its representation and service, on your own words?
That's a big question. I can't come up with something right off the top of my head. I'd have to think about it for a while.
No worries. So you can come up with something out of your head right now, correct? No worries. No worries, sir. That's also an option. It's multiple risk facilities. Basically, as I mentioned, based on your opinion. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on? Your own words.
Make life better for the people that work for them.
One more time, please, sir. Sorry.
Make the workers' life better.
Make the workers' life better. Okay, thank you. I really appreciate that, sir, and almost done here. What is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Mail, union meetings, job site, text, SMS, email?
Mail.
Thank you very much. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year? A couple times a year, once a year, or never?
A couple times a year.
Thank you very much. And we are 90% complete. Now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
I'd vote for both. I mean, independent, you know. I wouldn't call myself a Democrat or a Republican.
Totally understandable, sir, and we care about your opinion. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic Party or the Republican Party? Would you say
Republican.
Or Republican? Okay, thank you. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? White, Caucasian, Latino, Hispanic, Black, African-American, Asian-American, Pacific Islander, Native American, other?
I'm white and, white and Native. I mean, mixed, but...
White and
white
Native.
Than, so, yeah.
But you still consider yourself as a part of the white race, correct? Okay. So we can
I don't
have the mixed
would.
Option available, but we can select other in that case then.
Yeah,
okay?
That's fine. That's
exactly.
Fine.
Thank you so much, sir. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name, please?
Okay. Dave.
Thank you very much, David. And this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, okay?
No problem.
Thank you so much. That's it, sir. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.